Hello, this is Ron Clark, bringing you Lesson 3 in the Self-Healing Archaeus. Our subject in this lesson is the complete awareness and integration of the mental body. The physical body senses things, and the astral body feels them, but it's the mental body that perceives these sensations and feelings. Your mental body is your conscious awareness. Wherever your awareness is focused is where your mental body is. For example, when your awareness is focused in your feet, your mental body is concentrated around your feet. When your awareness is spread throughout your entire body, your mental body is likewise spread throughout your entire body. In the preceding two lessons, it was your mental body that was directing the entire exercise. The mental body is the most pliable and fluid of our three bodies. It alone can assume any shape, size, color, or tone, and can transfer itself to any place or time. It can be all of these things simultaneously even, and exist everywhere and everywhen simultaneously. The mental body or conscious awareness is our link to higher levels of self and to the unity of all self. The mental body has two aspects, one temporal and one eternal. Our temporal mental body is what we use here and now within the realm of time-space. This is the mental body that incarnates and which through repeated incarnation evolves. In its purest form, this is the individual self, or the solar Tifereth self. It's this level of self that descends into the physical realm and is the causal agent behind the formation of the astral body. In other words, our conscious awareness or mental body permeates our physical body and our astral body simultaneously. The temporal mental body is what gives life to our astral and physical bodies. The eternal mental body, on the other hand, is what gives life to our temporal mental body. This is the greater self, or Bina self, which exists within the eternal or supernal realm. There are an infinite number of these greater selves, each one of which projects countless temporal mental bodies into the temporal realm. This projection of individual selves or temporal mental bodies into the temporal realm is what continuously creates our temporal reality. Our temporal mental body is continuously fed and sustained by an influx descending from our own greater self. This is most readily perceived as the inner voice of one's conscience. In occult literature, the conscious awareness of this influx is often called the Holy Guardian Angel. Its counsel is always with us, whether we recognize it as such or not. Paul Foster Case best described this relationship between the eternal Bina or greater self and the temporal individual self in his pattern on the trestle board statement for number 3 corresponding to Bina. Quote, 3. Filled with understanding of its perfect law, I am guided moment by moment along the path of liberation. Since this lesson of the Archaeus concerns only the temporal mental body, I won't go any further into this complex subject of the eternal mental body. If you wish to learn more about this, then I invite you to read a piece I wrote several years ago titled Soantha. You can find it listed in the Other Articles section of my website or find it in downloadable PDF format on my PDF links page. So, getting back to the main subject of this lesson of the Archaeus, our temporal mental body. This is our conscious awareness. Our conscious awareness is composed of the four elements, just like our astral and physical bodies. The four elemental regions of the physical body correspond to the physical functions and sensations of those areas of our physical body. The leg region supports us. Our abdominal region is where the rhythmic and fluid processes of digestion occur, the chest where the airy respiration occurs, and the head where the finer senses and brain reside. With the astral body, on the other hand, the regions correspond to the quality of emotional energy and to the significance we attach to physical sensory perceptions. The division of the mental body into elemental regions is even more subtle than emotional significance. Here, the elemental regions correspond to the quality of awareness and perception. As I said at the outset, it is the mental body that perceives sensation. Without perception, sensation means nothing. The point being that each perception by our senses means something. The perception of meaning that is hidden within sensation occurs at four essential levels, and this is what defines the elemental regions of the mental body. Corresponding to the fire region is the direct perception of essential meaning. This is perception of the universal, objective, and impersonal meaning behind each sensation. Corresponding to the air region is the perception of ideas and thoughts. This is the first layer of clothing given to essential meaning by our cognitive process. It is the beginning of our subjectification and personalization of essential meaning. Corresponding to the water region is the perception of personal significance or emotion. This is the heart of our personalization of essential meaning and is the most subjectifying component of our mechanism of perception. Here also is a subconscious aspect of the psyche, a realm where essential meaning is densely clothed with highly personalized symbols. And finally, corresponding to the earth region is the mundane awareness. This level of awareness is the active combination of fire, air, and water aspects, processed through the physical brain and seated firmly in time and space. Its focus is primarily the physical realm. Here also is the influence of the rudimentary biologic consciousness of the physical body itself, that inherited cellular memory of human instinct. In the practice of Lesson 3, we will explore the elemental regions of our mental bodies in a unique way. We will begin, as usual, with the relaxation and complete awareness of the physical body, firmly planting us in the earth region of our mental body. Here we will focus upon perceiving the emotional significance hidden within our perception of physical sensation. Next, we will extend our awareness outward and sense our astral bodies, planting ourselves firmly in the water region of our mental body. Here we will focus upon perceiving the thoughts and ideas hidden within our perception of emotional significance. This will lead us to the air region of thoughts and ideas, independent of the astral and physical sensations. Here we will focus upon perceiving the essential meaning hidden within our perception of thoughts. This will lead to the fire region of our mental bodies, where we will focus upon the direct perception of the naked, unfiltered essential meaning. This will be a form of the emptiness or vacancy of mind exercise from step one of initiation into hermetics. So, let's turn now to the practice of Lesson 3 and the complete awareness and integration of the mental body.